download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J
Mornings with Zan.
I was just writing what was coming out, but it was kind of introspective at the time. And I think as we worked on the record, it's expanded. Mm. But Ollie was making electronic music.
Yeah, I was writing music and performing in a band called Theatre of Disco. And that was sort of more slamming, kind of punky disco, much more in your face. And so it was kind of polar opposite to go into Hi Hi's world, which is more about welcoming oceans of sound.
Through your studio space in Brooklyn where you live, what surrounds you in that space?
Well, Ollie lives in Williamsburg and we were working sort of all over the place, but he had it was a tiny room with a piano with the front taken off, so you really get that clicky sound. And then Ollie's sort of gathered a few synths over the years, so he's got a bunch of synths.
Yeah, and it's funny because the outside it's kind of mayhem because it's you know, it's all concrete. Lots of young kids wandering around partying and, you know, it's noisy, it's intense. And so it's nice to be able to kind of retreat into a room, into a space where you can create spacious music and expansive music to, you know. Jack and I love sort of escaping into the sound.
But it is like a tiny room. The record was made in a series of tiny rooms.
Yeah. Which is interesting when you listen to it because it is so expansive. It's very airy. That's a word that I often think of when I listen to your debut album. And it has this, as you say, real escapist quality to it. You're surrounded by a city that is one of the most industrial cities in the world. And then you make this record that sounds like you're dancing through fields of daisies. Is it pure escapism? What are you dreaming of as you're making this music?
Well, I mean, we've just followed our intuition the whole way. You know, we've just sort of made the music that's just come out. I guess in a way it is escapism, but we don't consciously have that in mind when we're writing.
Mm. There's also, to my ears, a slight yearning quality to it, a kind of melancholy to this record. Mm. Is it a personal album for you guys?
Very much. It's a really, really... lyrically, it's very honest. A lot of the time I would have an idea for lyrics or I'd keep Ollie updated with what I was thinking and send them to him in a text or something. And I was like, oh, really? And he's like, yes, 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 yes. Because it's like, for me, it was just like putting down something so raw emotionally for me. That's where Ollie comes in and just sort of goes, yes, this is it, you know. And
what a heavy thing to get in a text message. I can imagine you're out at a bar and then this lyric comes through. Like, whoa,
usually,
what's going on with Jack tonight? Yeah.
It's usually 2 a.m.
Get on your knees in the fire. You can leave it all in your mind. It is all in your mind. Call in the backseat a friend. It is really all in your mind. It is all in your mind. You look so tired of living like a cat. Cat, cat, cat.
The other thing that I came across when I was reading a little bit about you guys is that you signed a deal with Elton John's management company.
Yeah.
What's all that about?
Well, it was a crazy thing because Todd, who works there, heard us on the NME website. We were in a list for bands of 2012, I think, and they got in touch with us. And we thought it was because our friends Nick and Pete, who play in Pinau, are also managed by them. We thought it was all to do with that and someone had talked or something, but it wasn't at all.
Yeah, we had done a remix for them and we thought that oh, you know, oh, Nick has told Elton and now we're signing to his management label and this is really great.
But Nick, it was none of that.
Even better, it totally came cold.
They independently found out about it, which is good.
But it is like a little family around our project, which is so nice, and they're all like just such nice people. So we we feel really blessed to be part of that group.
Mm. And have you hung out with Elton yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've had two Christmas lunches with him, and he's so cool. He's really
casual. Of course you've had Christmas lunch with him.
Yeah.
He has a lunch every year, and all the artists sort of come together in London and hang out. But he's, like, super psyched and knows a lot about very in touch with what all the artists are doing.
We had just finished the album. It was just before the Christmas lunch, and he listened to it twice in his car on the way to the lunch.
Yeah.
And he was like... He mentioned it like four times in his speech. It was really nice.
He sort of does the rounds, and then he was looking at me from across the table, and I think he was trying to remember who I was. And then I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? And then he said, listen to the album in the car this morning. You know, sounds really good. I think he said something like that. And I was like...
It's like the tone your dad would take with you.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Doing a good job, boys.
Doing a good job, boys. He's very chill. He's very like... He's just a musician.
Mm.
And really seems very curious as well. He continues to be excited about music that's being made today and by the people who are making it.
Yeah, he loves new music. Mm. That's his whole thing. He just loves new music, which is good.